Farage, Labour has signed its own death warrant with pledge to rerun Brexit referendum. By Jack Montgomery on July 15, 2019. Brexit Party leader Nigel Farage believes that the Labour Party has signed its own death warrant by finally declaring its support for another Brexit referendum in which it would campaign for Remain. In defiance of the predominantly Leave-voting working class which was once the party's base. This betrayal of Brexit confirms that Corbyn's Labour is now the party of North London. Not the north of England, the Midlands or Wales, Farage wrote in an article for the Sunday Express. Labour has failed the people of the regions. It has taken their votes for granted in the contemptuous belief they would elect a donkey if it wore a red rosette. He said, referring to the long-standing received opinion that in Labour's working-class heartlands in the north of England and Scotland the seats were so safe that the voters would vote for literally any candidate they put forward. Such political donkeys, the veteran campaigner predicted, would now become an endangered species, citing polling which shows that almost 40% of voters are now less likely to back Jeremy Corbyn's party in an election, with the figure even higher in the English regions. In other words, more than 4 out of 10 voters in the regions feel let down by the Remainer Labour Party. The Labour Party and the trade union movement which founded it were once staunchly Eurosceptic, with former leader Hugh Gaitskell famously warning that Britain's entry into the so-called European project would mean the end of 1,000 years of history. Prior to becoming party leader, hard leftist Jeremy Corbyn was one of the few Labour MPs carrying the torch for that Eurosceptic tradition, under the wing of seminal figures such as the late Tony Benn. Corbyn repeatedly voted against European integration over the decades, but ultimately backed Remain in 2016, to appease the party's student activists and globalist parliamentarians. Farage said that he believes Mr. Corbyn's decision to further renege on post-referendum and pre-election promises to honour the Leave vote will prove to be a historic mistake, and that his party will now pose a serious threat to Labour in the English regions. Last month, the Brexit Party revealed that one of its key policies would be to invest in the rest, with hundreds of billions reallocated from the HS2 project, foreign aid, and other contentious spending commitments to infrastructure and cuts to business rates outside London. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.